Elizabeth, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much. And it's a wonderful morning here on the Nature Coast, and there's been a light rain overnight, lovely, beautiful breeze blowing, and it's a wonderful place in the world to be.
Oh, and there you are, right there amidst it all. And so for some who don't know, where exactly is Corunna Forest?
Corunna Forest is a very small pocket of forest, spotted gum forest, and it's on the Princess Highway between Mystery Bay and Tilba, which are very, very popular tourist destinations. People come to the Nature Coast because they want to get lost in nature.
Mm. And so why is it so important to preserve the forest now more than ever?
Over recent years, there has been so much logging happening on the south coast, and in fact in many areas of New South Wales, that the pockets of forest that were logged out of the public eye have pretty much been logged to capacity. So now Forestry Corporation New South Wales is increasingly moving logging operations to public areas. So the logging at Mogo near Batemans Bay is happening right on the Pacific, on the Princess Highway, and the same with Corunna. It's on a sea lake that it will be logging right up to 50 metres in front of the sea lake. These sorts of logging operations in the past still would have happened. It was logged 30 years ago, but that was done in different times with different types of machinery and no way in the way that it's done today.
Right, and so how does this logging impact upon the integrity of the local sea lakes?
The problem with the sea lakes is something that is very, very concerning, and it is something we are desperately trying to hold off at the moment. The sea eagles that you mentioned have a 300 metre radius around them to protect them from the logging operations. As the sea eagle has made its nest very, very close to the water, in fact, half of that exclusion zone is out to sea. And so therefore, there should be 28 hectares preserved for that sea eagle with babies in the nest. But because half of it is out to sea, that area is lost. So it's in fact only been given 14 hectares. So wow. What the community is asking for is for forestry to in fact observe that requirement and allow that additional space. We're trying very, very hard to stop them from crossing the road. There's only 16 hectares left or 17 hectares left that can be logged, but forestry at the moment are planning to go across the road for the next month, and, you know, a month of harvest for such a small pocket of forest is not making a lot of sense to the public. We're also worried about algal blooms, because as soon as you start disturbing that land around the water, Batemans Bay Marine Park Authority are quite clear in saying that that is very dangerous, should not be happening right now, should not be happening 50 metres from the water, and should not be happening as we're leading into summer, because it leads to toxic algal blooms.
Right, and so how else is the logging industry breaching its licensing agreement?
It's a very good question. We have not at this stage seen any breaches at Corunna Forest, simply because we have been locked out of the forest, so we actually cannot go in there and see what is going on. Mm. But in fact, over recent years, there have been more than 4,000 breaches of threatened species and environmental protection license conditions. This is something that just cannot go on. The public cannot bring an action against forestry. We cannot launch any injunction in court. The only authority that can operate to bring Forestry Corporation under control is the EPA. So in all other states of Earth Australia, for example, in Victoria, the public are able to go and bring an action to bring the Victorian Forestry Organisation into line and make them accountable. In New South Wales, the public has no say and no choice and just cannot do that.
Right, and so how else can our listeners help the cause?
Listeners can help the cause by looking for Corunna Forest on Facebook, C-O-R-U-N-N-A, Corunna Forest, and also making pictures with the hashtag StandWithCorunna and posting those online. We have several petitions online that people can sign. If you just go to the Facebook page, you'll be able to find them.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for your time today. And it's great work that you're doing to preserve the forest. So good luck with that. And, yeah, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
So that was Elizabeth Walton sharing her thoughts about the destructive nature of logging in southern New South Wales, Corunna Forest in particular. For more detailed information, visit our podcast at 2scr.com or hop onto Facebook with the hashtag Corunna Forest. Stand with Corunna.